Good morning, everyone. This is Jeffy Kennedy, author of Epic Fantasy Romance. I'm here with my first cup of coffee. Excellent. Today is Monday, March 4th. And here we are. Here we are then. One thing I wanted to tell you about, and caveat, it's not an endorsement necessarily, but I told you about this amazing sports bra thing that is seriously the best thing I've ever had on my body. And that's the only reason that I'm telling you about it. And I'm wearing it today so I can show you. But I still love this thing. Ridiculously expensive. I bought a second one. Some of you have opened the link in my show notes, and you'll see that it is an affiliate link. It gives you 10% off, which is not inconsiderable. It covers at least tax and shipping. And I do get like $10 off of my next purchase of these things. So you don't have to do affiliate style thing. But I thought, well, if I'm putting the link in my show notes, I might as well. And after this, I'll try not to talk about it too much. But I did order a second one. And I'm just going to show you all here. But this is a cute sports bra. And see how it it really hugs. And I'm going to see if I could show you the back. It makes your shoulder blades kind of slide down your back. And it is so comfortable. And I think even kind of cute. This one is green. If you're not on video, sorry. That was definitely a show and tell. But this one's, yeah, it's a real nice soft sage green. For my second one, I ordered rose, and I'm just so happy with them. So yeah, please don't be annoyed by the affiliate link thing. I really don't do monetization type stuff very often, which I know other people do. And sometimes I think maybe I should monetize more than I do. I don't know. I have that resistance to monetizing every damn thing, which I think is, I don't know. Is it a detriment? Maybe not necessarily. Anyway, I feel like I don't have a lot to say today. I really hit tired. I'm not sure what's wrong with me. I don't know if it's like seasonal allergies or if I had a little bug, but guess how much I got done on Friday? Nothing. I got nothing done on Friday. I couldn't even look at the book. And it's a thing, and I know I talk about it regularly on here. It's the hardest part about being a writer, maybe being any kind of creative, and striking that balance between holding your feet to the fire, being ritualized, being disciplined, and requiring yourself to show up and do the work. Conversely, knowing when you simply don't have it in you. Back to the thing about the busy brain, right? You know, like with dogs, that it's good for them to use up their energy by doing lots of sniffing because it's busy brain work. You know, like sometimes we just, our brains don't have the busy. So if you did not watch podcast on Friday, then I will let you know I only have about 5,000 words left on First Order of the Fae Realms, but I decided to go back and revise from the beginning because I think the balance of the book is going to change. And this is, partly how I, because I do not plan the book ahead of time at all, this one had, I'm going to caveat that, this one had more planning than most, which could be why it's written so slow. Because it's hard to explain without giving it away. Partly because I took a movie. I thought, what if this movie took place in an alternate fantasy world, secondary fantasy world? But then also because it is, I don't want to say it's a heist. It's not really a heist, but it is a there and back again story. Probably there's a good name for that, right? It's a there and back again. So I knew from the very beginning that the story was going to require getting there and, say it with me, getting back again, right? So it's more of knowing the ending than I normally know. However, I didn't know how they were going to be able to do it. Spoiler, I still don't know. Actually, I do know. I think part of me, I'm thinking a lot on this one, which is never a good thing. Don't think, meet. It's a Bull Durham joke. I'm not even articulate, am I? I keep feeling like more needs to be happening on the back again, which is at the very, very end of the book. And I don't know. I've lost perspective on the book. That's part of why I decide I need to revise from the beginning. And on Friday, I looked at it and I simply did not have the brain juice to work on it. I was like, nope. I ended up working on business stuff. It was good. I got a lot of business stuff done on Friday and over the weekend. A lot of times not having brain juice means I don't have it for one thing, but I do have it for other kinds of things. And miraculously, I tend to have very long to-do lists, which people tell me isn't a good thing. But by 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon, Sunday afternoon, I had gotten everything off of my to-do list that I wanted to get done over the weekend, which never happens. But I got it all done, and I had brute chilling in the freezer, and it was great. I sat down and had my champagne, and I was very happy with myself. And then I slept a huge amount. And so clearly I has a tired, right? I'm tired out for no good reason. Well, maybe for good reasons. So anyway, back to actually talking about writing. The shape of the book I was worried was wrong. And one of the great problems with writing a novel, you know, I often talk about it, that it's a process of laying bricks, which is something that Neil Gaiman said that I find really, really useful, because you're just there out in the hot sun, laying down brick after brick, day after day after day, and it takes a long time. And because of that, when you have your nose down in the bricks and mortar, you can lose track of where the road is going. And a very common solution to this is the outline. That's why a lot of people like to outline. They want to have that there from the beginning. They have their roadmap, right? That's why sometimes the analogy of the architect versus the gardener works well. The architect is like the highway engineer who knows exactly every single turn of the road. Those of us who are intuitive writers, we're building that road and we're like, well, I know I need to get the road there and I need to loop it back again to here. And every once in a while, you poke your head up and you look and you're like, oh, yeah, I'm not quite ready to loop back. And sometimes, I don't know, we could get really mired in analogies here. We won't get mired in analogies, but you have to climb up and look at the layout of the whole road and see if it's what you need it to be. And this is where the road analogy starts to fall apart, because what I'm going to be doing next is I know I'm going to be cutting a little bit from the beginning. Maybe it's probably not going to be a ton, but it might be several thousand words. It'll be interesting to see. I know that there is a series of, let's look and see. I think it is 2 to 3 chapters. I do keep track of my chapters, how many words are in them, and how many pages they are. And I have, here it is, chapters 6 and 7. And I sometimes take notes on like what happens in them so I can sort of remember. And so this chapter 6 is Kitchen Convo. Chapter 7 is Kitchen Convo Part 2, which is always a sign. They're not hugely long chapters, 7 pages and 8 pages, but my average for this book is 7 pages a chapter. For those of you asking how long chapters should be, you know, mine, it varies from book to book, but this book, it's, I wanted it faster paced. If I want something a little bit faster paced, I make the chapters shorter, a more epic, leisurely pace, longer chapters. And it does vary throughout the book. And I do have shorter chapters where it's more pitched action. But I just knew Kitchen Convo Part 1 and Part 2 that needs to be one chapter. And 15 pages is too long, but I know that there are things I'm going to cut there. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to compress a few things at the beginning because I feel like the beginning is taking too long. Maybe it won't seem like it when I dig back in. That's the other part of getting perspective on the road because... and I know I talk about this all the time, but you cannot conflate the reading experience with the writing experience. And that's why I feel like it's really bad advice when people say, if you are bored as a writer, the reader will be bored reading. It's simply not true. There are sometimes stretches of road where every brick hurts and your fingers are sore and you're tired and it's a hot day and you feel like that it's just going super slowly and a reader will just step right over it. They're just very, very different experiences. And so I've written enough books at this point that I know myself and I know that when I go in and look at this book, the parts that I feel like are taking way too long probably don't. So we'll see how much I actually cut and I will report back on that. But I'm wondering if that won't give me a little bit more room at the end. We'll see. So far, I'm right on my beats. And just to revisit a bit for new listeners, I know a lot of you are newer listeners. I use the 8-scene-3-act structure to help me know where I am in the road. And so part of what's making me overthink, quick and dirty explanation. First 25% is act one, get all the stakes set. Middle 50% is act two, divided by midpoint at 50%. Act two ends at 75%. Act three goes into approximately 90% within the denouement. And it's that approximately 90% that becomes a real bugger because it could be that is just this particular book because it is a slightly different structure than I typically use. It's not a fully romance arc. There is a romance, but it's not the romance arc. It's really this heist arc, this there and back again. And so maybe that's screwing up my radar on this. But I have passed the act two climax, which ended up being on a romantic beat, which is interesting. When I see where those climaxes happen and what has occurred in the story, that often tells me what kind of story it is. This shows you how I do everything backwards. And in fact, look at this. And this is partly why I keep track of the words in each chapter is at my 25% mark, my act one climax, that is picking up the love interest, running into the love interest. And a lot of these midpoint is a plot or plot, not plot. That's probably the wrong word, but the action arc that it's on that beat. the scene three and is on the romance. Scene five is on the French. No, there's also a very important female friendship in this story. So scene five and is on the action. Act two climax is the action story. But then scene seven and act three are the romance. Which means that my last 10% is largely resolving the action arc. And so it's not denouement. And maybe that's fine. I just have to figure it out once I get in there. It'll be interesting to see when I dig in how fast the revision goes. I was having a lot of dread about it over the weekend because I still don't have that map in my head of what the book should be. And so I'm trying to decide if that's an accurate statement. I still don't have it precisely the way I want it, is probably a better way to put it. The overall map is there, but I feel like the road is looking really squidgy at this point. I'm worried there are potholes. You know, it's funny because a lot of writers talk about plot holes, and people wonder, you know, like, well, what does that mean? And it's really not a good term for what we're talking about, but it just means a place where the plot's not working. It's a flaw in the logic of the story. It's probably a better way to put it. And so, but as with many things, I can't remember exactly what I was worrying about over the weekend, waking up in the middle of the night thinking about the book and wondering if something or other was working. So that's me. I am going this week to visit my mother in Tucson. So flying there on Wednesday evening. So that'll be really nice. Get some sunshine, spend some time with her. And then I don't come back till Monday afternoon. So there may not be podcasts on Friday and Monday. Maybe there will be. I always think that it's possible that I will. My husband's not going. I'm going solo. So I think it'll just depend on how this revision is going and how I feel. And if I have anything to say, I feel like I don't have anything to say right now, but that's probably because I'm fully immersed in book brain. So I think on that note, I'm just going to go get to work and hope I have the brain juice for it. And I will talk to you all, if not Friday and Monday, then the following Friday, whatever day that is. Let's see. So maybe not the 8th, maybe not the 11th, the 15th. I will talk to you all on the 15th for sure. You all take care. Okay. Bye-bye.